Threat Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 21st Sarajevo Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Mirjana Karanović. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for calling me.
Now, it's great that I get to talk to you because this year marked the beginning of this wonderful project, the first edition of this wonderful project that is taking place here in the Talent Sarajevo program, which is called Film Stage Studio. Before we get to actually talk about it in detail and what actually happened on the day, I'd like to ask you, when were you first approached with the idea and what did you think about it?
It wasn't my idea for the this year talent workshops. I got an email with the whole idea, and I was very, very happy because all the time I try to teach my students because I'm a teacher at the university. I'm teaching acting, and I try to teach my students how to use your talent and your skills, not only on the stage but in front of the camera, and what does it mean exactly? Because my professional experience, really good on both media, on the stage and on the film. So I have really a lot of things to say to the young people, and I know what are dilemmas they are confronting with during the working on the stage and working in front of the cameras.
Yeah, that of course inspires many questions that I would like to ask you then later on. But before I do, now it's time to actually reveal to our listeners what Film Stage Studio was, and kind of if you could give us a little overview of what happened on the day.
First, we chose three script scenes. We are going to work with the students and directors. And the film stage studio, it's for the students of, or for young actors, directors, DOPs, producers, and film critics. So every one of them have a different kind of lectures and meetings with some different people who tell them, you know, different kind of experience in this field. So I worked with a group of actors 2 days, preparing them for the meeting with the directors, because director has to choose 6 actors on a casting event. So we had real casting situation, which was very, you know, helpful for the actors to learn something about this, and they passed through this as a situation they are going to be many times in their professional careers. Then the third day, I was working with directors, but they supposed to be actors in this scene. So I tried to point and to show them how actors feel in this particular situation, to prepare some dialogue. And I think all of them, it was the first time they were on the stage, so it was like a very stressful and very frustrating situation, but it helped them so much to see how important for every actor is support, director support. So they all the time they say, "Oh, we need a director, we need a director." I said, yes, of course, that's, actors always need somebody to tell them what to do and to explain something and to give everything in a proper, you know, like
a guide.
Guide them and, you know, like to be somebody who is responsible for the whole thing, not just for the one small part of the scene. So final day, we shoot all these exercises. And we shoot both version of this this scene, scene with the director's acting, and scene with actors acting this situation. And then finally we talk about it, and it was really like we want the workshop prolonged, you know, like for a couple days more. And it means for me that it was successful, because nobody was, you know, like bored and telling itself, you know, like, oh, I want to go home.
You know, maybe it is true, because this is really an intensive also because of the timing, because it only took place over a number of days, whereas all these processes might usually take a lot longer than that. Yeah. How do you think that posed a challenge to the people that were involved, including yourself, maybe?
I truly believe that lessons we have in schools and in life, it's not that we learn it all at once. We learn some parts we just don't care about. Sometimes we spend 4 years in a school and doesn't remember a word. And sometimes we work with somebody, whole universe reveal to us, open some really closed and hidden parts of us. So for the people who do creative professions, we can't make some schedules in life. So that means that your teachers, your guides, could be some unexpected people, or some moments when you learn something really without any intention to learn.
Yeah.
So that's why I think that the situations like this, where a lot of young people, especially young people, meet some experienced people like me and Jula, could do something for the future of them. Maybe, and I count on this because I have experience like this, that in some future situation in their lives, they're going to remember what
yes.
we were talking about and said, oh, yes. And maybe something, they're going to meet with some problems, and then they will remember the words they heard here and say, yes, that's it.
Yeah.
This, what we told them, could be helpful.
Yeah, I see what you mean about inspiration too. Someone in the creative arts needs to kind of be aware of everything that's going on around them. The most perfect example, I think, in this particular workshop was that the directors not only were acting, some of them might not even have been familiar with acting in general, but they were also improvising, which means that they have to be aware of their environment in a very different way, right?
Yes, and I was very, very pleased with the results of directors, and we rehearsed, I think, maybe a whole day, and they improved their performing really, really in a good way. And also they have some different perspective on this particular scene than actors.
Yes.
Acting scene was. And it was really interesting that one dialogue could be presented in two different point of view.
This first edition, how did it go in your opinion? And what do you feel was the lesson that all these people that were involved learned the most?
You just do the best you can in a moment and hope that it's going to be well in the future. So I hope that this program, this workshop, is going to develop next year in maybe not in some big, huge program with serious ambitions. But I think that this festival deserves that kind of workshops, and I think that it could be very useful for especially for the young authors. And the one thing I'm very happy that people from different backgrounds, different cities, countries, came here, and they were together all the time during the festival, and these friendships and this memories and photographs and those contacts they changed. It's priceless.
But this festival has a very good, now I could say almost tradition of nurturing young talents, and also innovating such programs to nurture young talents. Film Stage Studio is the latest example of that, and I thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.